His name is wonderful. That means of all the wonders in the world, there's not eight great wonders, not seven. There's one. It's God, Almighty. Before I speak this morning, I thought, today is the candle of hope. And if you're here today and the Lord has especially given you hope recently, in a scripture, in a sense, or whatever it might be, and you'd like to share it with the church body, please do so. Put your little digits up so Dave knows and he can bring you the little thing. Who wants to give a testimony of hope? Anybody? He is wonderful. Now we're going to let everyone hear what you just said, because that'll be wonderful too.
Repeat it. I said the song that we just sang, Jesus is wonderful. That gives you great hope.
It does. Absolutely.
You know, we think of faith and hope. We think back to past Thanksgivings. People we shared them with that are no longer with us. And we live in the hope that the day is coming when we'll see them again. Praise God for his love and for his faithfulness for us. And we just pray that we can live up to his image.
Amen. Anyone else? Okay. You can never say you don't get an opportunity. Okay. Now, O Christmas tree. Remember in German class? O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treusen deine Blätter. O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treusen deine Blätter. Du grünst nicht nur zu Weihnachtszeit, ein Baum von dir mich hoch erfreut. O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. I listen to the songs, not as much to the teacher. Okay. O Christmas tree. How many know what the real Christmas tree is? It's the cross. Okay. Absolutely. So throughout the Christmas season, I'm going to highlight the Christmas tree. Today, we're going to talk about the root system. Next week, it's the trunk. Then it'll be the branch. Then we're going to talk about what's beneath the Christmas tree. It's extremely important. Now, roots, the root system. When we moved into our house in 2002, 1 week later, not a month later, not a year later, 1 week later, was walking downstairs, doing what I do, walk and sniff if there's anything that seems a little disconcerting. And something didn't smell right. Went into one of the rooms, used to be a dark room, and there was black sludge all over. A lovely welcome to our home type of thing. Looked over the sheet that we had been given from the previous owner, you know, you're supposed to check off if there's a problem. Not a thing about sewer backup, not one thing. Until I started making some calls, because you know I started right away. And I found out 2 years prior, they had a root problem, tree roots. He didn't manage to mention it. So I made him pay for at least half of the bill that was occurred. When the guy that came, I think, checked with a fork or something. He took forever. I mean, I'm not kidding you. Thought to myself, you know, the whole root system is going to take over the house pretty soon. And It was the night of the Academy Awards. I remember that for some reason. And in our house, everything goes wrong at 11 at night. I don't know about your house, but it's the most inconvenient time of the day. Nobody's around. You know, you want to go to sleep. And we have this black sludge that's just awful. Thank God it didn't get onto the carpet. So we were very grateful for that. Roots, they're necessary, obviously, in the tree system. They're not necessary in my house. And I think he took a small thing when he first went in, and then finally he kept using a bigger scope. So ultimately, at maybe 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, whenever it was, he pulls out a whole handful, I mean more than that, huge amount of tree roots. So we have to, of course, check them every couple years, make sure they're not, they're not back. I always check them, especially around Thanksgiving when we're going to have the family over. I don't think that smells good with turkey. I don't want anything to destroy the smell of turkey and dressing. I'm not kidding you. It just can't happen. But do you know that without the root system, you don't have the tree? You do not. So I'm going to Romans 15, 12th verse. You don't normally hear this at Christmas, but I'm not normal, so that works out really good. See, she knows. Why is that? We won't go into that. But at any rate, Romans 15, the 12th and 13th verses. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up, and one who will arise to rule over the nations. The Gentiles will hope in him. And this you got to pay attention to, folks, because we're the Gentiles. Okay? And may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. What is a root in a tree? Well, it absorbs and transfers the moisture and the minerals and provides support for the above ground portions of the tree. It's imperative that the root system is healthy. Very imperative. Soil and climate are important, of course, as is the water, oxygen, and the soil compaction within this system. Do you know that a healthy root system can go down 20 feet? That's a long way down. Hey, they bury people at 6 feet. So 20 feet, imagine how far that is. And I thought about that, and I thought, you know, God is so fabulous, the creator, the genius. Water is the base element of his creation. Everything he created, he divided the waters. He separated them. He made us of mostly water. Everything is within his house, everything within his hand. Oxygen, the air we breathe. What happened? The Bible says he breathed into Adam and he became a living soul. The oxygen, you know, for people that have to use a tank, the Holy Spirit is our tank, folks. And he gives us one breath at a time. And it's God's breath. If you're having a hard time breathing physically, you're having a hard time getting through life, hook up to the Holy Spirit. He'll get you through. I'm telling you. And the soil. You need the soil. The soil is where, what? God created Adam from the dust of the ground. From the soil. All the things we're talking about here are the creative elements of God Almighty. You want a root system that's going to grow you as a Christian? You've got to put your hands in the hand of the Creator, who used soil, who used breath, who used water. He used it all to bring life, his great trifecta here. And that is why, as we talk about the root of the Christmas tree, we have to identify who that root is, right? Who is the root system? And in Romans, no better place to really kind of started because this is the great theological discourse by the Apostle Paul. You know, personally, I think if they would preach this, teach this word for word in seminaries instead of ideas and concepts about who God is, they'd know the Bible. I have no interest in studying what other people think about God. I have a great interest in studying the Word of the living God who revealed himself. That is far more edifying, in my opinion. And so Paul is writing to the people at Rome. This is the center of the Gentile world at the time, powerful city. And he's quoting Isaiah 11, the first couple verses here, which I'm going to cover through the next couple weeks. Paul has been called to proclaim the gospel to the Gentiles. Now, he's Jewish. We have no idea how revolutionary this really is in Paul's day. Because God gave his message to his people, the Jewish nation. They basically wanted it only for themselves. They didn't want to spread it far and beyond. And God granted into the Gentiles this great message. And we should all be grateful because we are recipients of that great message. And he says, a root is going to spring up. The Greek word here, great word, I love this word. Eimi means I exist, I am. It means my being. Remember, this is all in the personal, the first person personal here. Who's it talking about? Jesus. Okay, it's the I am. It's Yahweh. We talked about this in Theophany. And I love it. Who's the only one that could spring up? Who's the only one that could resurrect? Who's the only one that is the I am? Jesus. And so when he's talking here, a root will come. It's not as much a root of a tree. It is the actual source of life. Jesus himself. Remember, he is the creator of the world. He's the visible presence of the Godhead. And he said, I am the root. The word root in the Greek here means a root and that which comes from a source. But its Hebrew meaning also means this. It means a root springing from a root and a shoot and a sprout, meaning offspring and progeny. Guess what, folks? Jesus is not only the root, he's also the descendant line. He's not only the source, he is the recipient. He's not only the root system, he is the growth out of which comes new life, springing up. Don't you love the fact he's the end from the beginning? He's the Alpha and the Omega? That means he's the completion of language. He's everything, folks. He's not only the root system, he is everything from beyond what that tree brings forth. You know, trees bring oxygen to this society. It burdens me when I see the vast cutting down of trees and I think by the time we're done, there's not going to be any air to breathe here. God used the imagery for a real reason here. That root is coming. And this root is the root and the offspring of David. That's what Revelation 22:16 says. He is not only the root, he's the descendant line. I hope that you get an appreciation for the fullness and the circle of the knowledge of the Creator and of Jesus Christ, Yahweh. He is not one-dimensional. He is absolute, total fullness of everything you can ever imagine in the Scripture. That's why one image won't do. One idea can't totally comprehend who he is because he's just everything. And the Bible says the one will arise. This Greek word means to raise up, to rise, to set up, and to rise from. Ana means to go upward and again, and histemi means to make stand and to stand up. Who else but Jesus could resurrect, huh? That root system is going to let you rise up. That's what it's going to do. just as it holds up the tree. It's going to allow us to rise in new life. The identity of the root is Jesus himself. He is the root of hope. You know, you got two choices to have a root system in life. Did you know that? You can have the root of hope, or you can have the root of bitterness. Which one do you want to choose? Bible says, if a root of bitterness springs up, it will defile you. It'll destroy your body. It's a poison. They can prove it's a poison. Bitterness is a poison that affects your digestive tract. And that tree is going to fall apart. It has no power if what's springing up is not life, if it's bitter. You don't want the bitterness. I don't want the bitterness. One of the verses in the Old Testament I think a lot of is Proverbs 13:12, and it says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Did you know that when hope continued to elude you, it discourages you, it upsets you? Ultimately, if your hope is in that answer, if your hope is in that healing, if your hope is in that financial return, if your hope is in people, if your hope is in anything physical, it will affect you physically. That's why our hope has to be in who? In the Lord. Absolutely. Because any other hope will kind of bait you along. And I think a lot of people, if they were honest, would be able to say that some of that illness, some of that mental illness, some of that difficulty comes when we have lost total hope in life or people have really disappointed us. Hey, let's just stipulate people are going to disappoint us, okay? Let's do that. Let's expect it. I mean, I already know Scott's going to disappoint me. I only say that because he came late. But but we're glad you're here. Yes. But the longing fulfilled is the tree of life. What's the real tree of Christmas? The tree of life. Where did you find it first? In the Garden of Eden. Where's it going to show up again? In God's presence. That's right. A tree of life. The word deferred, by the way, just for you studiers, mashach means to draw, to drag, extend, and prolong. And I can guarantee you that the things, you know, if you weren't waiting for it, the time would fly. But because you're waiting on it, it's like when you're waiting for something to boil, or you're waiting for something to be done, or you're waiting for someone to show up and you're waiting on them. How many know it goes a lot, takes a lot longer? Oh, man. Use that time to pray. Keep your attitude right. But what greater longing than that the tree of life is healthy and providing nourishment? Why? Because Jesus Christ is the Word. He is the water. He is the breath. The Holy Spirit is the breath. And the soil, God has redeemed that soil. When his blood hit the ground, it changed the soil. Personally, I believe that had Jesus not come and died and resurrected, this earth had been long gone. Because it didn't have regenerating life in it. And it did because of the cross. So it says here, this root, this wonderful root, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. This word means the Gentiles. Gentiles are not the original recipients of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, they are in the heart of God, don't get me wrong, but initially it was to come to and through the Jews. And the word here for Gentiles, ethnos, is the word that means race or a nation. It means anyone that's not Jewish, not from Israel. And it's where we get our word ethnic. But it says, in whom the Gentiles can hope. And that word hope means to expect and hope for, and I love this part of the definition, actively wait with confidence. Now, if you're waiting for someone to come, and you're watching your clock, and I don't have one on me, and you get aggravated, and you say, By the time they're there, you just want to murder them, okay? You know, and that's not helpful. So actively wait with confidence. Do you know why you're waiting for God? God will be healing you. God will be strengthening you. He'll be helping you to know his word better. He'll be helping you to know his presence better. These are the things we learn why God wants us to wait. And the word for wait in the Old Testament, where it says, they that wait on the Lord will renew their strength, the word wait means to bind together. It means that while we're waiting for God to touch people and to do his work, we're getting strengthened together. Because guess what? We're not supposed to go through as an individual person. We're supposed to come through as a body. And there needs to be that connection. What's the outcome? That you may be filled. Be filled. This word, plero, means to make fill, full, and to complete, and to fill to individual capacity. That means every one of you to be filled to capacity with the power of the Holy Spirit and life. God doesn't throw it up and expect us to jump for it, like we had to do as kids for our presents. He fills us all to individual capacity. You know, the room we're sitting in here, we had to put up signs for an individual person in the county or city. And it said capacity 144. That's what fills this room. So if we get 145, I'll be out on the outside. But, you know, that's the way it goes. God wants to fill us full. Individual to our capacity. You have no idea how much capacity of Christ and of his fullness you can receive. You keep thinking, oh, I got enough of God. Are you kidding? We need to continue to get refilled, refueled, re-energized in God's presence. You know, if you drink one glass of water a day, that's not going to sustain your body. Got to replenish it. That you may be full to individual capacity, to the joy and peace, which are the next two candles as we go through this lovely season. And it says, and may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. If you trust in people, you will not have hope. If you trust only in people, you will lose your joy. I can guarantee you. I'm sure I've disappointed you all many times. Don't tell me, but I'm sure that's the case. But then what you can do is you go to prayer and say, Lord, you're really the one that I need to look to. So it's a blessing in disguise, actually. And it says this, I love this, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Here's one of my favorite words in the Bible, in the New Testament, dunamis, the power of God. It's the root word of dynamite. And I guarantee you, when the power of God fills your life, it's a dynamite. It's going to be like, I remember a couple, maybe it was last year, there was a bad storm and it hit South Minneapolis where our brother lives, and it pulled over the tree. And when it pulled over the tree and all the roots came up, guess what came up with it? The sidewalk. Now, I'm sure it was a lovely artistic thing, but it was not particularly practical for anybody if you see the sidewalk come up. Do you know that the power of God, the dunamis of God, can break up age-old foundations? I don't care if they're 80, 100 years old. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if your hope died years ago. God can raise it back up again. The power of the dynamite of the Holy Ghost, if it wasn't in his hands, we'd blow up the whole world. But he controls it, thankfully. It will fill you, and you'll overflow with hope. You know why we overflow? So it goes into other people. I've seen a lot of Christians talk to people like this, Jesus loves you. And they look like someone just kicked them in the teeth. I went up to somebody once, I said, I'm sorry, I just have to tell you this. You would not incite me at all to follow Christ because you look like someone just belted you and left you for dead. Now, I'm not saying we all got a yippee-yay, but we should look like the lights are on. Somebody's home. there's Christ in our life. Fill you to overflow so that overflows in the lives of other people. I worked with a gal, this is another 100 years, I'm not glad Susan's not here, but she always tells me, it's always so many years ago. And I always say that's because I don't want to talk about people that are here. But anyhow, she had driven me home from work. I worked at a law firm then. And she started crying. And I said, was it that bad? And she said, no. She goes, I can't explain it. It's not even like you said anything. She said, I just feel something different. I said, you feel the power of the Holy Spirit overflowing from my life into yours. It's that light that ignites, that oil that ignites. And I was able to witness with her, to her, talk to her about Christ. You know, if a salesman has, and Jerry knows this, you either have to be a really good liar to be a good salesman, or you have to really enjoy that product. We won't ask which, but you know, we got to look, folks, like this message has changed our life. It should make an absolute difference in us. The root system. How important is it that all of that minerals and all of the power from the root, from Jesus Christ, gets to us? Now, a lot of it's underground. Sometimes the roots are above the ground. And personally, to me, they're unseemly, because I don't like that. But a lot of trees are like that. Nobody sees it. You can't put it out on your shingle. But you're affected by it because it's part of the tree. It's the most important part, that root system. Our hope is rooted in Yahweh, in Jesus Christ, and no place else. I can guarantee you that. You may even have great hope, and you love this church, and I hope you do, because it's a fabulous church, and I will go down in flames saying that. But I also have to tell you that the Lord sometimes allows circumstances in our lives so that we can see that the church is not the final solution. Jesus Christ is. And if we're putting our hope anywhere but Him, we will be disappointed. How many remember 5 years ago? Okay, better question. How many remember 5 minutes ago? Okay. But 5 years ago, we had a flood in this facility. And it either happened yesterday or today. I don't remember if it's November 29th or 30th. But it's right at the end of the month. Thankfully, that year, the snow wasn't too bad, if I remember right. But anyhow, coming in, and not only did you see the devastation, of course you smelt it, which was disgusting. And everything in here is all down to the bare work. The bare wood was not pretty. Now, what restoration did, which is why it was done that way, is to restore it to its original condition. And they did a fabulous job. If anyone came in here, they'd never know there would have been a flood here. That basically took all the furniture and everything out the doors into the parking lot. Not quite the attraction we're looking for. Come into our church, put on your swimsuit first. Not probably a good way, but God used it for His glory because He always does that. Had to go down to the bare necessities for restoration. You want to talk about being restored in the presence of God? God's going to take you down to the bare necessities. That's how He works. So He can build His way. And with the power of the Holy Ghost, He will take that dynamite of whatever structure is landed right on your throat, and He will remove it. It will break up like nobody's business, and it won't even hurt you. Because God is Yahweh. He is our hope. He is everything that we need. Please bow your heads. Our Heavenly Father, we can't possibly thank You enough as we consider the Christmas tree We don't think about the root system. But without it, that tree would not, at least the trees out here, would not be able to stand. They couldn't. And all the nourishment and the minerals and everything that's presented through them, and the oxygen and the water, bring that tree to a strong place so it can do what it was created to do, which we'll talk about in the next couple weeks. Father, I pray today the root of our hope would not be in people. It would not be in answers. It would not be even in healing. It is in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. That is the only hope. And that hope will never be deferred. Nobody will be able to take that away because you're alive forevermore. And nobody can stop you from what you want to do. And so we thank you today for that. And I'm just going to ask one question. If you're here today, for whatever reason, maybe it's your physical distress, maybe it's an emotional concern, maybe it's financial, or maybe it's just an anxiety that tries to place itself upon you, but it's causing you to lose hope. You got to turn your hope upward, because the hope from this world and circumstance will ebb and flow, but God will be continuous. We can trust him fully because he's wonderful and he loves us desperately. And you're here today and you'd say, pray for me because I need that hope right now. I need that reignited in my soul. God is my hope. No, nothing else can possibly fill that spot. And you'd say, pray for me. And you raise your hand so I can pray for you. It's very important. If you have hope, you'll be able to walk in hope, and you'll be able to present hope. If you don't have hope, your body will suffer, your mind will suffer, your relationships will suffer, everything will suffer. Hope is imperative. Wait for any other hands. Don't want to miss anybody. You need hope. Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you today. Lord Jesus, this world has ways to cope, and it's usually out of a pill or out of a shot. The problem is it's going to end functioning at some point. And that hope is going to wane. And that depression is going to build. And that hopelessness is going to try to wrap its ugly arms around people. And so for that root system and that type of feeling, we just speak in Jesus' name and rebuke it in the blood of Christ. And instead we lift up the root and the descendant line, who gave us a reason to live, who gives us a reason to look forward, who gives us everything because he gave us himself. Father, I pray for everyone today, Lord, whatever is the situation in their life, and the hope has just been waning, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would be set upon that mountain. It looks like a big mountain. Jesus, capture it for them and show them that you are the one in whom they need to place their hope, their confidence, Lord, and you will never fail them. Your power and your dynamite will blow up all kinds of stuff, but will keep us intact and keep us growing in the knowledge and the love of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray today for the hope that changes lives, for the hope that heals the body, for the hope that takes away those headaches, for the hope that takes away that pressure, for the hope that exposes the lies of the enemy, for the hope that helps us to go forward. Father, we thank you so much. That hope is you, and we are to be rooted and grounded in love, the Bible says. Thank you, Lord. That is the stream that should flow through. So minister, I pray, in the way that only you can. And we ask it in the great name of Jesus. Amen. Please stand as we sing our last song.
Bethlehem's home.
ask a couple people to come around, different ones that we're going to pray for as we end the service, okay? I'm going to ask some folks to gather around Scott and Jamie. They need a physical touch from the Lord. I'm going to ask some to gather around Kathleen, for the Lord to touch Kathleen. And Doris, who's having a stress test Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, Doris, you just have to tell them you have the biggest heart of all. You know, it has a lot of stress, but God loves you. God wants to touch you. Okay? So I'm going to lead in prayer as we pray for these. Okay. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today, Lord Jesus, that the tree is rooted and grounded in the love of Christ, in the person of Christ. And it grows up and it feeds the entire tree system. And sometimes there are parts of the tree that have weakness. Father, we pray today, Lord, for Scott, for Jamie, Lord, for Doris and for Kathleen. Lord Jesus, we certainly pray for Jan and Kurt, who are not here today. He was going to be here, but he wasn't feeling well. Father, we pray for Michael. Lord Jesus, we pray for Wendy, for Dory, for the Gohanics. The list goes on. And no matter how big that list is, God, you are bigger yet. And so we put our total confidence in you and pray that your anointing, Lord, would touch each one. Whatever it is that they need, Lord, they need it from your hand. Whatever hope they need it from your presence. And I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, would come and break up, Lord, the foundation of illness, Lord, and all of the things that are just trying to tear your people down. Lord, lift them up in the resurrected power of Jesus Christ. May they know, Lord God, they did not lift themselves up on their own, but Lord, it is your hand that has done the work. Father, we thank you so much because we know, Lord God, that when you resurrected, others came out, Lord, of those graves. And we know, Lord, when you resurrect in our life, it affects other people. May our families be affected. May the people we work with be affected. May the people we see weekly and just for the first time be affected by the resurrecting power in us. And may you be glorified. Father, we pray in all that is said and done. Lord, may we give out of the overflow of our heart the hope you have given us, Father, at this Christmas season and every day. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, so much for it. Bless and heal and restore, we pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, if you are going to be a caroler, please wait after service up here, and you are dismissed.